Hey everybody, I'm Doug, and this is The Bottom Line. Welcome! So, we're getting ready for charter. Things are a little busy. Christy's out shopping. Isn't this a nice picture? We're hanging this for the trip. This week's episode is going to be a little different. We're going to talk to Mike, who is an insurance, used to be a vice president for a commercial insurance company. He's going to clue us in on what you can expect if you are running a boat as a captain with an LLC, or a crew member operating under an LLC, any insurance, and what could or could not go wrong with that. And this is The Bottom Line. So, but let's get through our sponsors as always. It's Marine Data Solutions, Salty Rags Crew Apparel, Savvy Maritime Yachting Academy, and Crew Haven, crewhaven151.com. We love all our sponsors. Never forget that I have 99 problems on board, but the internet is not one of them. And if you do need to get trained, definitely go to Savvy because they are savvy people. If you need uniforms, go to Salty Rags Crew Apparel. And when you got all that done and you need a place to stay, check out Jamie at crewhaven.com. So this is kind of an important episode if you're running an LLC, so enjoy it, and we'll see you guys next week. So I'm going to beam over to Mike right now. Here we go. Energize. Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, roger that. I made it. So, we are on Crew Corner this week going to talk to Mike. I keep telling everybody about the LLC and insurance issue. Now, Mike has a background as a vice president of a commercial insurance company. He also owned his own agency providing insurance. Another important thing is you were an adjuster.
I was a licensed insurance adjuster in Florida previously.
So what that means is when an accident happened, he's the guy that shows up on the boat and says, yeah, this ain't going to fly. All right. And guess what? He also is a licensed captain, and he's run many cruise ships, and we're actually on his current command, which is a Mangusta 105.
A 100, yeah.
100, 100. Yeah. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. And we're just going to jump right into it. Everybody is wondering if we'll start with a captain. If you are captain of a yacht, and you are operating under your LLC, which is very common. In other words, your LLC, your one-man company, is billing the owner for your services. And now, what happens if something goes wrong? I'll give you an example of somebody, let's say, well, most of this means injury. You get injured. What is the boat's responsibility to an LLC corporation versus a crew member?
Okay, well, of course, you've assumed the role of the person in charge, the master of the vessel. Mm-hmm. You have some kind of an agreement with the owner. The owner is the person that has purchased the insurance policy to protect the interests of the owner. So they're protecting the value of the hull. They're protecting against damage that's occurred by the vessel to other vessels or other property. Mm-hmm. They're also covering the paid crew members that are on board.
The regular crew.
Paid crew members, right. Which includes the master, typically.
Okay.
Then, of course, as the captain, you need to be concerned about your professional responsibility, your professional liability. So let's take that one at a time. Let's use the example of Captain Doug, the person, and Captain Doug LLC.
So let's put the scenario together. I'm captain of the I'm the captain, and I run an LLC, and I run aground. And while I run aground, I hit another boat, and there's all kinds of damage to both boats. What can I, as a captain of my LLC company, expect the boat owner to provide me with?
Okay, so the first thing is, the owner had you listed on the policy as the captain. They somehow notified the underwriter, or you provided your credentials so that they could evaluate who's going to be the captain of this vessel, mm-hmm. the insurance underwriter. So they've accepted you in that role.
Right.
And on other types of policies, they've listed you as the operator.
Okay.
So in that instance, the damage to the hull of the owner's boat is it's within what they approved to cover. So therefore, they're going to, you know, repair the boat, pull it off the rocks, do whatever they need to do. On the way to your incident of grounding, you damaged another vessel.
I hit another boat. It was a bad day.
In your role as the captain, they are now also going to say, okay, you were performing your role, you had this unfortunate accident, and so yes, we're also going to repair the other vessel that you that you hit.
Right.
And or injured people would be included in that.
Okay.
The other thing now is liability to the crew. In the in your grounding, two people broke their legs.
Right.
And they were listed as crew members, let's say the purser and the engineer or something. Well, if your owner had a policy that said, I have five crew members, and they were listed, you wrote them in the logbook as part of that five crew members, then their injuries would be covered for medical expenses and lost wages and things like that.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, if you're a crew member on a yacht and something happens, we're, and by the way, gang, we're talking about U.S. flag, predominantly U.S. flag boats, because to cover every country's rules and regulations, not going to work, but they're pretty similar. So that crew member broke his leg. He's out of commission for 4 months. The insurance company would, or the owner would be obligated to pay for wages and housing and all that.
They're obligated to follow the maritime seamen's regulations here in the United States in that instance, and the insurance company would be following those requirements in paying that person's medical expenses, lost wages, things like that. And they're all quite well specified.
Okay, now, that's for somebody operating as crew, getting paid, you know, as from the owner. What about if, now, what if I was running my LLC? Would I get the same, I got laid up for 6 months because I broke a leg.
Right.
Who's paying for all my stuff?
Well, this is where you've created a complication. So you created an LLC that is a separate legal being, mm-hmm. separate from you, the person. And you, the question is, what arrangement did you have with the owner? If your arrangement with the owner was you shook hands, you said, I'm Captain Doug, oh, by the way, write the check to Captain Doug LLC instead, and here's my tax ID number. Now the question is, who is the role? You're obviously part of the crew, and you're a crew member. But now the insurance company comes out because you did break your leg, and now an adjuster has to say, okay, well, I'm investigating this incident. You obviously broke your leg on the job. You have medical bills. I have receipts for those. And then you say, well, I want to be paid my lost wages and stuff. And then they say, okay, well, let me see your paycheck or let me see your pay stub. And you say, well, what do you mean? I don't have a pay stub. My owner writes a check to my LLC. And then it's like, okay, well, what? Now you've created a question or an issue as part of adjudicating the claim as to who, in fact, was the employee and were, in fact, you an employee under that definition. And as the claims adjuster, how am I going to know what I'm going to pay you? Because I'm not going to see a W-2 form or anything like that with your name on it. So you've now created this issue. One way to help to address that is, as a captain, you want to, when you enter into your relationship with the owner, you want to have that owner add your LLC as an additional named insured on the policy. And why do you want to do that? You want to do that because now you become part of that owner's policy.
They're not
going to
sue.
Your LLC does, and they don't sue each other there.
And Mike's not talking about being a captain of record. There's two different things.
Right.
If you're an approved captain on a boat, that's great. It says only so-and-so, we approve this guy to run this boat. That is not what you're talking about. You are talking about actually having your name on the insurance policy as covered with benefits.
Well, in your case, for you said you have Captain Doug LLC, what you want is you want to have the owner add Captain Doug LLC as an additional named insured on the policy. And why is that? What is your insurable interest on the policy? Well, your insurable interest is, in addition to you being the named captain, you also have this business relationship of which you're providing sort of yacht management services or oversight or what have you, and you've entered into some agreement with the owner, and you just want that recognized on the owner's insurance policy to avoid this issue of your LLC and the insurance company running into conflict. Much like marinas require this, when you visit a marina, they want your yacht or your boat to list them.
We all know this. When a contractor comes into a boat yard, the first thing the gate guard says is, we need to have a copy of your insurance on file before you can walk on the property. picture yourself as a crew member operating under an LLC, and you're walking on the boat. Technically speaking, unless all your ducks are in a row, that captain hiring that crew member should say, great, let me see your insurance policy covering you for X amount to walk on this boat so we know that your company is going to take care of you. Because this is not 100%. This all of a sudden, by operating an LLC, and I'm not saying that you're going to get stung by it, but you open up an opportunity for the adjusters to go, your contract was to provide a captain or a crew member to fill this position. The owner, if he was a real jerk, could say, my contract says one crew member. You broke your leg. That's not my problem. Please send a new crew member over to fulfill your contract, right? He could.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's...
And in Miami, we know some of these owners. No, it's absolutely true. And now, the Jones Act.
Well, Jones Act is sort of slang for the seaman's rights, in effect. And that's all spelled out and rather well codified for what obligations an employer or the yacht or the ship has towards its employees, which are the crew members, mm-hmm. the identified crew members. And so to use the term Jones Act is kind of an overarching thing, but really what we're talking about is the obligations that an employer has to their employees in a maritime environment. That's what we're talking about.
And I can't stress this enough. I'm not saying that you're not going to get covered, but guess what? It's going to open up an opportunity for insurance companies to take a closer look at it, and it could be a long process. And if you're operating an LLC, and let's say you're a deckhand or a stewardess and you break your leg, you're out all those medical bills. You're out until everybody can get the thing together. And if it was a big accident or something, I've seen these things. These things don't get fixed in a month. They take months and months and months. And you might lose at the end. If you got an owner who's just adamant about not paying somebody, we all know this is happening a lot these days. And I mean, for me, my point of view, as an LLC, you better make sure that you are listed as a name insured.
As an additional named insured.
That's it. Okay. Failing that, you better have your own insurance policy for your company. You want to be a company. Everybody wants, oh, I'm the company. Okay, companies have their own insurance, as you know, when you walk into a boatyard. The best case scenario for crew is just to be employees, where the automatic coverage comes into place. And I know captains are a little different. We like to operate under companies, and it'll be a lot easier for a captain to put his name insured on the insurance policy. He has a much better relationship with the owner. But even then, it's probably going to be a waiting game.
Well, no, if you do that correctly...
With your name insured. But if you have name insured, you're okay.
Well, it should work correctly, because that identifies that you have this contractual relationship with the owner, and that and that's why you're on that policy, much like a marina needs to be listed so that the owner's insurance policy and the marina don't sue each other in the event of an accident. It's the same idea.
Right. And if you are an LLC captain and you are not listed as name insured, okay?
Your company
under your LLC, you are opening yourself up to a tremendous amount of grief if something goes wrong, and no guarantee that anything's going to go your way. Like I said, you could have a contract that says, I provide my services from this date to this date. And a bad owner could go, yeah, but you didn't provide those services for all those dates. You did half. We paid you for half. That's your problem. You run a company. You take the risk. Mike is really well-versed in insurance. I got one more question to ask him. But before I do, I hope you come back again. All right. I hope you be our insurance guy.
Well,
guess what?
I'm the retired guy.
Yeah. Well, well, okay. Maybe you could field some questions. But Mike, my last question is: if all this happened, I ran aground. I ran into a boat. I'm running under my LLC, but I am name insured. Does the other boat have an opportunity to sue me?
Yeah, well, this is an important point.
Okay.
In addition to the other issues that we discussed, The insurance policy of the owner is covering the damage to that vessel, the damage to the other vessel that you caused, any liability from injuries from that. But now the other guy's insurance company is looking for who can reimburse them if they needed to be. Or, more importantly, there would be an investigation and somebody, the Coast Guard, namely, or the NTSB, depending upon who's conducting the investigation, now says, well, whose fault was this accident? And then they determine that, well, you were running at night, you didn't have a proper lookout posted, and various other issues of that type. And now there's a responsibility that you have to the administrative or the regulatory bodies, like the Coast Guard, who issued your license. And now the Coast Guard is going to conduct an investigation, and they're going to say, well, maybe we want to revoke your license, or maybe we want to issue a fine, or maybe we want to suspend you. And you're saying, wait a minute, I've made my living as a captain for 25 years. The only other thing I'm qualified to do is drive an Uber. So I don't want to do that.
I'm good at that, though.
So therefore, you need to have coverage on your professional liability as a captain to cover against these administrative proceedings.
And do you have a company to recommend?
Well, there is a company, well-known company called MOPS that provides that. There's also, I'm sure, three or four other companies who do as well. And the point is that the owner's yacht policy is covering all these other liability issues, but in this particular arena, which is administrative proceedings from a regulatory agency, the owner's yacht policy may not cover that
type
of thing.
You could be on your own.
And that's why if you're going to be a professional captain, you're earning your full-time living this way, you can invest a few hundred dollars to buy the professional liability in order to help you. They would provide an attorney to assist you in all these administrative hearings and to represent your interests so that the Coast Guard or other agency doesn't take adverse action against your license.
Okay, guys, I think the bottom line is don't assume that you have coverage. Don't assume that someone's got your back, and especially with that last statement, never assume that your license, if you're running a boat, that you're going to be okay. I strongly recommend that everybody looks into this to make sure you're covered. I strongly recommend, and I'm going to look into it, because if I lose my license, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, this is our careers, so I think a couple hundred dollars a year is cheap insurance. Anyway, I hope that was informative. I don't know. I'm Doug, and this is Mike. And that's the bottom line.